Continuous carbon fiber 3D printing gets massive. While we recently reported that carbon fiber 3D printing is still in its early stages, we have also learned that development in the space is quickly progressing. After learning about an Idaho-based company working on continuous fiber additive manufacturing, AM, using industrial robotic arms, we came across a Dutch firm, C Group, that's deploying large-scale continuous carbon fiber 3D printing. We spoke to Lucas Jansen, C Group Operations Director, to understand the new technology and how it came into being. Large-scale carbon fiber 3D printing. Before establishing C Group in 2014, Jansen was a co-founder of Leapfrog 3D Printers, which became a well-known Dutch manufacturer of desktop 3D printers. For Jansen and fellow Leapfrog co-founder Martin Lochtenberg, however, the business-to-consumer market was limiting the innovation possible with AM, which is why they started a new firm dedicated to business-to-business manufacturing machinery. The pair hoped to combine Jansen's background in industrial design and Lochtenberg's in mechanical engineering, leading to the formation of COD, an acronym for Connecting Engineering and Design. They began making industrial manufacturing equipment, including custom CNC machines and automated production lines, for their clients. It wasn't until 2017 that they decided to narrow their focus to 3D printers. To make a technology suitable for industrial production, the COD founders began talking to potential customers about the requirements they would have. They found four important criteria. Size: in order to produce end parts for industrial use, it would be necessary to scale up significantly from desktop 3D printers. Speed: components need to be made quickly, especially when those parts are large. Strength: industrial parts are subjected to high amounts of loading and must be strong enough to handle it. Reliability: the system must be able to perform predictable, quality work 24/7. To address these criteria, COD developed Continuous Fiber Additive Manufacturing, CFAM, which is capable of 3D printing parts up to 4 meters by 2 meters by 1.5 meters in size at a rate of 15 kilograms per hour. To make those components strong enough, the company turned to composites, specifically glass and carbon fiber reinforcement materials. It's worth noting here that COD is not currently disclosing how it is able to incorporate continuous fibers into prints while achieving such quick speeds and, until then, there may be reason to be skeptical about how it is able to do so. Finally, they aimed for reliability by combining their own expertise with what they believe to be the right tools and materials, such as servo motors and control software from Siemens. The ability to achieve a material deposition rate of 15 kilograms per hour meant relying on a hopper and plastic granules rather than filament extrusion. The industry has learned already, from the likes of Oak Ridge National Laboratory and Cincinnati Incorporated, that in addition to allowing for the quick melting and extrusion of plastics, the use of a hopper and granules enables a much wider material set. Because the injection molding industry relies on plastic granules, FAM users can print with materials they are already familiar with. By using granules, we can have a much more reliable system. We don't get clogged nozzles, Jansen said. We have a single screw extruder on the printing head that allows working with granules without stopping. It's a very reliable process that has been fine-tuned in the extrusion and injection molding markets for quite some time. We developed the single screw extruder internally, which is suited for all of the different thermoplastics. Plastic granules reinforced with chopped carbon fibers are already available. You'll see companies like Cincinnati Incorporated printing with a combination of carbon fiber and thermoplastics. FAM, too, can print with chopped carbon fiber, but COD has also developed a method for adding continuous carbon fiber or glass fiber filaments during the printing process. Without going into too much detail about the company's proprietary process, Jansen was able to explain that COD was able to compensate for the immense pressure of the molten plastic deposited from the extruder in order to lay the continuous fiber at the necessary location. What we worked around was a system where we could add this continuous fiber without losing the pressure there and without losing the molten thermoplastic material, he said. This allows us to combine the stream of thermoplastic material with a continuous fiber, and this continuous fiber enhances the mechanical properties even further. The addition of the continuous fiber increases the strength of a part by up to 6 times. At the moment, COD is focused on glass and carbon fiber but will look into additional materials in the long term, including optical glass, copper and steel fibers to add further functionality, such as electroconductivity, to printed objects. The thermoplastics with which CAM can print include polyethylene terephthalate PET polypropylene, PP acrylonitrile butadiene styrene ABS and polyether ether ketone PEEK, as well as other high-temperature plastics. To ensure even, reliable printing, the flagship CAM Prime printer features smart heating and cooling, wherein thermal cameras feed temperature information to the printing software to actively adjust the system's temperature. The AM FlexBot. Jansen noted that like other extrusion technologies, such as fused deposition modeling, FDM, FAM does not make isotropic parts since the Z-axis demonstrates greater weakness than in the X and Y-axis due to the weaker bonds between stacked layers. However, he believes that the Z-axis bonds may actually be stronger than in FDM due to the intense heat from printing at such a large scale. Moreover, the X and Y-axis have even greater strength due to the fiber reinforcement. One possible solution to anisotropy is the use of a multi-axis print head. COD has already developed a separate, modular 3D printing system, dubbed the AM FlexBot. The print head, which cannot yet print with reinforcement fibers, can be mounted onto a robotic arm to print using hopper-fed granules. The print head can also be swapped out for other functional heads, such as a milling head for surface finishing. Jansen envisions a number of uses for the FlexBot, including pairing multiple robotic arms to work collaboratively on larger parts. This is essentially our extrusion technology scaled down to a smaller format printing head, which can be mounted on a robotic arm, Jansen said. This is a very easy and low-profile way for universities or companies that don't want to make really high investments to start working with the technology. Because of the multidirectional capabilities of robotic arms, it's possible that a multi-axis printhead could be used to compensate for Z-axis weakness. This is what Siemens has tried to do with Stratasys and its robotic composite demonstrator. In fact, Siemens is a partner of COD. The Dutch startup relies on Siemens servo motors and Siemens Synumeric, an industry standard for controlling 5-axis CNC milling equipment. Since everything in FAM and the AM FlexBot is servo-driven, Synumeric makes it possible to fine-tune the movement of the system, from the extrusion rate of the print head to the feeding rate of continuous fibers. It even allows for the control of the AM FlexBot such that the robot can move along a toolpath accurately. This is particularly important because robotic arms can usually get from point A to point B perfectly well but don't always do so in the most fluid manner. In order to perform printing or milling operations, however, the movements between point A and point B need to be precise. Siemens has a partnership with Comau, as well, where they developed a way to drive the servos of the Comau robot with Siemens Synumeric, Jansen said. It's continuously checking whether the movements are done correctly. This really allows you to be very accurate with the robot, which is very important if you're looking milling operation in which you need high tolerances. The present and future of FAM. Building the initial FAM platform, including the large size and quick printing speed, took 1 year. Now, COD is in the process of building the machines and delivering them. To finance the development of FAM, COD worked with two clients willing to fund specific milestones along the way to complete product development. In exchange for taking on part of the risk, COD's customers, both Dutch, received their machines at a reduced price. Poly Products is a traditional composite product manufacturer that makes components for Dutch railways and safeguarding elements for skyscrapers and jacuzzis for luxury yachts, among other things. Royal Ruse is a marine company. These partnerships led COD to see both the marine sector and rail industry as potential targets for FAM technology. In the case of the former, FAM could be used to produce parts for retrofitting ships. In the latter, it could print skirts for trains. In order to continue innovating, COD continues to look for partnerships. For instance, to overcome issues with Z-axis strength, the company could work on a pilot program funded in part by a customer, similarly to how Poly Products and Royal Ruse enabled the initial launch of FAM. All they need now is the right partner. To learn more about FAM, visit the COD website. To learn about the FlexBot AM system, visit the product page.